A few quick thoughts before we begin Symbolon with the compassion of social justice. First, number one, of the whole day, of all programs, all curriculum, all of your day-to-day work that you give so much to your churches, your schools, your diocese, if you want to be a teacher, you need to follow the best teacher, period, and that would be Jesus Christ. You have to follow him as the best teacher ever. With that, this is from the Bible. The one line that I say all the time, Jesus Christ said, "Let the children come to me." Let the children come to me. And also, when he was talking with his disciples about that, they were kind of pulling away the kids from Jesus. And he rebuked them. He said, "The children are mine." And as teachers, as leaders in schools, number one is we got to get out of the way from Jesus Christ, from the Holy Spirit, and from the gifts that God gives to the children. And all of us are, the conduit from God to the little ones. Right? So number one, by far, it's Jesus Christ. He's in charge of this. He is the best teacher ever. And then second, I'd always want to say, be joyful. Be joyful. To always, I think there's a big difference between joyfulness as a virtue versus happiness, kind of in a secular world. Oh, I'm happy because I had chocolate today, or I'm happy because this or that. You need to have joyfulness. Whether our personalities are different, so every person is different. Some of us might be more stern in our personality. I think I'm kind of like that. Others can just be, happy, happy, happy all the time, right? But to be honest, we have to have joyfulness to be in our schools, because there's anything worse than the cancer of what Pope Francis would say, we have a bunch of sourpusses out there as Catholics. And he said that several different times. No, he wants us to be joyful, and Jesus wants us to be joyful. Because if we want people to be excited to be followers of Jesus Christ, to have excellence more than just academics, but as the persons, as little children, as sons and daughters of God, that's what we have to exude ourselves, to be happy and joyful, and to recover and bring people to the Lord. So I'd say that's a first. And then a few thoughts. I would say the second, as we begin before watching again Symbolon. The gospel, okay, that was kind of a whammy to start, right? Last day, it's warm, and now we're talking about, oh my gosh, Jesus is going to kick out half the side of the goats where he had the sheep on the other. And I think that's a good thing to wake up, people. I think that was, for instance, St. Teresa of Calcutta's favorite passage. It's also said from Jesus Christ. And I think sometimes in our culture, people just soup down the Bible so that we can just see the good side. Like, oh, that's right, if I feed the hungry, a couple times here and there, I got it. But if you don't take out the part where he said, actually, if you're not doing this, you're not helping me. So I wanted to start with that to always remember, to help us to remember that we need to follow what Jesus is saying and want us to do. And so I think to begin, how many of you ever went through 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the corporal mercies? All right, so the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the lonely in hospitals, in jail, or burying the dead. Well, how many of you have done 3, 4, 5, or 6 of those? Yeah, raise your hands, because most of you are mothers, right? Many of you are mothers, right? You fed somebody, correct? They're naked in diapers, right? thirsty, lonely, maybe in trouble, maybe not in jail, but in the principal's office for your kids, to be with them. I want to say on that, to thank you with your own families, because this isn't just your day at work. Many of you have kids and families, and you're doing that. That's your vocation. You know, your vocation, again, to holiness, to then your vocation to marriage, or singleness, or religious life, and then three, to be a teacher, right? To be a leader at a school. So thank you for all of you with your lives beyond the day-to-day school. And last, again, thank you so much for all of your prayers in my life. Please continue. I've mentioned to some of you different churches talking about I had a little vacation on that part. And I think about, again, one of my first thoughts when, because we're going to hear some of that reading in Symbolon. But as a priest, I already knew how awesome nurses are, doctors, and hospitals. And when I realized the fact that I was hungry and I couldn't eat, and they're pumping, you know, an IV into your arm so you can eat from nurses and doctors and loved ones, thirsty, naked, definitely wasn't my clothes, they cleaned it, lonely at night, and in the hospital. It's amazing to see all of the calls that God has given many people. And so as we come as the people at a school, as a teacher, as a leader, I always remember our minds of our brothers and sisters in our own churches and our own communities, because each of us need to be following Jesus Christ and follow his mission in our lives. Any questions to start? Otherwise we'll jump right into Symbolon, but if you have any questions, please call out a question. What was the last one you did for Symbolon, by the way? Theology of the body.